How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uke wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Downtown Indianapolis, our pregame coverage continues. The Wisconsin Badgers and the UCLA Bruins, they'll be meeting for just the ninth time ever. UCLA has won six straight in this series, just so you know, including the 85-83 win out in Los Angeles back at the end of January. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Before we move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Game we're waiting on to wrap up. Michigan State leads Oregon with about 220 remaining, 68-58. Not breaking news that the Spartans are controlling the glass, a plus 11, and they do it in waves. We're going to see a Maryland team later that relies on five guys, the starters. Michigan State relies on 10, and they all get something done, don't they?
Well, they do, and I think that's when you look at this team in general, that's why they're the They've won, they've come out, they've played well in Michigan State. They found a way to continue to do that, and they're doing this now. And I'll say this now, Badger fans, with 10-point lead with 2 minutes left, I think you can move Michigan State. And I know what they're playing. I know there's bad line, bad blood. I get it. But I'm comfortable. Are you comfortable?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
There's still some scars there. Okay, makes sense. I get it. I understand.
Badgers and UCLA coming up a little more than a half an hour from now. In the meantime, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness and, more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot Around.
It's the Badgers and UCLA here in Indianapolis, Big Ten quarterfinals, joined by head coach Greg Gard. Nice to have a healthier team, right? I mean, no one's 100%. There's always something. But to get Max in there and over the scare of Nolan Winter, just kind of nice to have that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it was good to see him back. And obviously, you could tell in practice on Monday when Max came back. And he was there, obviously, other when he was out. But being back on the court in full go, you could tell the energy in practice, the boost, the voice, everything was back to where, you know, what we had gotten accustomed to throughout the year.
We can make a light of it now, but in the moment, Sharif Chambliss, when it looked like there might be a potential dust-up, Sharif has great quickness off the bench, make it kind of, you know, he's an assistant coach, get-back coach. He still has the quicks, I guess.
Yeah, huh? He does. He keeps in shape for very few things, but that must be one of them.
That is golf swing.
Yes, that. Yeah, golf and quick off the bench.
You mentioned it after the game. Credit to Northwestern for, you know, doing what it can with a couple guys out. Credit to your guys, too, because the starts of these things could be, it's a different atmosphere. It could be a little choppy, but there was never any sense of panic. And then you got into a rhythm and took control.
Yeah, you know, and knowing against, again, how Northwestern plays defensively, nothing's going to come easy. You're not going to get into a real good rhythm more than likely just because of how physical they're going to be. They're going to trap the post, so you're not going to get a ton of repetition or confidence in there because they're just not going to let you be in there. They're going to muddy up the lane, you know, and obviously with they've rode Martinelli really hard. They rode Barry really hard through that stretch, and other guys have stepped up and did good things for them. But for us, we knew it was going to be a grinder, kind of a rock fight. We just, as I told the guys, make sure we have bigger rocks when you're in the rock fight.
Well, you have one of the better, more versatile bigs with Nolan Winter, and more people are seeing what he can do. Maybe the best news is he's still kind of scratching the surface.
Oh, yeah. He's still a pup in terms of, you know, where he's at and where he can be. I think I'm not sure if he had to shave this morning. Probably does it. Maybe he's up to twice a week by now.
But he makes it work. And John Tanje, the dunks make the highlights, but that little, you know, fadeaway at the end of the first half, because it was tight throughout, 7 points. And in the moment, that seemed really, really big.
Yeah, and I thought it just took him a while to get going. And that's why I left him in longer than a longer stretch than normal. And quite frankly, why I went, he had the ball in his hands and just went with letting him play in a flat alignment late in that last play of the half, just to try to get a little mojo going, let him see the ball go in. And obviously, I think that helped. Obviously, the dunks were one thing, but his ability to get downhill and get in the paint for was, you know, and he can make something out of nothing. You know, he's kind of that running back that, you know, can make a little bit of a crack into a big gain, and he's able to do that and get downhill for us and play in the paint. And getting to the free throw line and getting to the bonus was important.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game with the UCLA, our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it, not just for the good stuff. The grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great. But for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clery has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clerybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. The first game, if people just watch a college basketball, they would have been entertained. The game in January. I know Adai Mara had a really good game. He only plays like a dozen or so minutes, but if you're a fresh fan's memory, he might have been a surprise to a lot of Badger fans. He wasn't a surprise to you, though. You had seen him.
Yeah, I had seen him in Poland back in August. And, you know, obviously at 7'3", and I think just getting that confidence as he's gone through the year, he's become a really valuable piece for him. We kind of saw his or provided his coming out party, but he really he's done a lot of good things for him. And again, at that size, he plays more physical than he looks, and obviously his ability to catch and finish, you know, and impact shots around the rim, he's been a really important piece for him, albeit, like you said, at 12 to 16 minutes, it's been very valuable for them.
People have said about Mick Cronin's team out there now, it's kind of a Midwest, maybe we talked about this in January, kind of that traditional Big Ten, I don't know how you can label anymore with 18 teams, but you know where I'm going here. I mean, he's got, there's a toughness. It's not a finesse. They can do that, but they'll be physical with anything.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, why he's had success there. You know, you've seen other, in the old Pac-12, or the former Pac-12, I guess, yeah. You see other coaches, you know, Dick Bennett was the first one that went out there and really brought a half-court defensive mindset to that league. Sean Miller did that. Ben Holland did that at UCLA. Miller did it, obviously, at Arizona. Mick's done that. And obviously, he played like his teams do, similar to how they played at Cincinnati.
You're locked in. You're not thinking entertainment value. But I think basketball junkies, the quarterfinals, it's a lot of real good against real good today.
This is a second weekend NCAA tournament site this weekend with these 8 teams here going right now. We're all going to be playing in another week, and you know, hopefully us included, most of us are playing in 2 weeks.
There you go. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. Take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. It has gone final. Michigan State advances to tomorrow's semifinals of this Big Ten Conference Tournament. 74-64 winners against Oregon. The Spartans 7-15 for the three-point line. They controlled the glass. They led for the overwhelming majority
of the game. And again, they get the balance. But you've got Jace Richardson with 17, 1 of 4 in double figures. Nate Biddle did what he could, 22 and 11. But the Ducks in the second half, really the guts of the game, just had trouble shooting the ball. Spartans just, they're just rolling on right now.
Well, they are, but that's what they're going to do, too. They're going to clamp that defense. As much as we talk about offensively, them shooting more threes and making more threes and what that looks like, the core of what has made Michigan State good this year has been on the defensive end. And then it's been the balance. Those two things will never change. They really will never change. Under Tom Izzo, because that's the identity and that's what he wants to build it on. And this team for Michigan State this year has really taken that identity of Tom Izzo. They really have.
It was interesting talking with some of the Michigan State folks earlier today. We talk about the depth and they go 10 deep. That says something, though, and we see it here with the Badgers as well. They're all accepting that. You can be really good and you're not starting, and that's the case with Michigan State. They go into their bench, and it's not like there's a big drop-off.
Oh, absolutely. And they all embrace their role. They're all great in their role. And I think that's the signs of a great team. That's a lot about, like we talked about this Wisconsin team, but like they know what their role is. They come in. They do their role. When you're unselfish for the guy next to you, you win a lot of basketball games. It's amazing how that works, right? When you take the me out and worry about the we, what happens?
Yes.
You usually have a lot of wins next to your name.
That's what the Spartans are doing this season. Is what the Badgers are doing as well. And you can say the same for UCLA. Let's look at the games tonight, Brian. In the quarterfinals, there are two really, really good games to tune into. You got Illinois put 106. On Iowa yesterday, Kylan Boswell with 24 points. And Illinois, it's going to shoot a lot of threes. It's going to miss a whole ton of them. But yesterday they didn't, 12 of 26. So there's another team. You know, they went through that wave of illness and it went some injuries there. They are getting healthy at absolutely the right time.
Yeah, I've said I still think they're the most talented team in the league. I mean, it hasn't changed since November. Now they are getting healthy. They have that. If they start knocking down some shots from three. And I think it starts with their young players, their talented young players, aren't young anymore. Even though they had sickness, they've also played a full season. So they know what they can get away with, what they can't get away with. And I think that's a big reason why you're starting to see them trend in the right direction. If you're a team in March in the NCAA tournament, you don't want to see the Illini as a 7 or an 8 seed. You don't.
I know, definitely agree. And you got the Maryland Terrapins. We talk about Michigan State's depth. Maryland has 5 because that's all they need. So depth is overrated, at least so far, for the Terps. You never know. You're a turned ankle away from everything changing, but that should be a fun matchup. And Purdue and Michigan has the nightcap tonight. Trey Kaufman-Wren with 30 points in last night's win against USC. And another good matchup. We'll see if Michigan could get right, because the Wolverines were, you know, they were primed to at least get a piece of the Big Ten championship, but they took some stumbles in the last week of the season.
Well, and I think they're scheduled the way that lined up. They had, you know, Maryland was at home. They finished at Michigan State. Those are two tough teams in general. They just turn the ball over too much when you look at Michigan. That's their Achilles heel, is just turning it over. They lose those two games because they did turn it over at a high rate. And, I mean, if they take care of the basketball, they're a really good team.
Yeah. By the way, some reports are out, Pete Thamel among others, that there's going to be a coaching change in Iowa City. So if that, in fact, is a fact, then you got 3 jobs that are open in the Big Ten Conference, along with, obviously, Indiana and Minnesota. So I'd say times are changing, but it's just actually another day or another season here. And if that's the case, pretty good run for McCaffrey and Iowa City.
It was a great run. It really was. I know everyone saw the tantrums that were thrown at times, but the guy could flat out coach. I mean, you don't become a school's all-time winningest coach if you can't coach a little bit, and that's exactly what he was able to do. And sometimes I'll say this: careful what you wish for. This is a tough league. Iowa had a lot of success. There's a lot of things that a lot of school bases, there's a lot of schools in this league that would have loved to do what Iowa's done over the stretch that Fran was there.
Yeah, a lot of reports out that they have made the change. Have not seen anything official from the University of Iowa, but a lot of the more respected reporters in college basketball are putting out there that there's a change that will be happening with the coaching position with the Iowa Hawkeyes. That is our look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's matchup. The Badgers and the Bruins back in 3 minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and UCLA with the winner squaring off with Michigan State tomorrow afternoon here in Indianapolis. Badgers and the Bruins. Let's get Butchie's keys to the matchup.
First thing you got to look at with this game is transition. And it's transition, not necessarily transition points for UCLA, but transition points for you, the Badgers. Try to get some easy buckets, because when you look at UCLA and the way that they guard at an elite level. They guard at an elite level. So now all of a sudden you're trying to find easy ways for you to score the basketball. So that's transition. Next, rebounding. You've got to keep UCLA off the offensive glass. They average 8.9. That's seventh in league play. And then the last thing is defensively for you. You need to be in gaps. And when I say be in gaps, you can't let UCLA guards have any driving angles and driving lanes. You have to have a body there so that now they don't want to drive, break the paint. When you do that, you force them into an outside shooting team. As far as three-point attempts, they're 12th in Big Ten play. They only take 20 of them. They're 9th in Big Ten play as far as making 7 of them a game. So limit that, limit the paint, you'll be all right.
All right, those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, as Ricardo Greppi and Cameron Hunter. Hunter is listed as questionable. Greppi out, still in that walking boot, getting a little nicked up yesterday at the shoot-around. So kind of a different way. You ever get hurt in a shoot-around?
No, I haven't.
Stuff happens. You never know. You never know. But he's
I'll tell you one thing. I was never going hard enough in shoot around to get hurt. The game started at 7 o'clock. I was going to go at 7 o'clock. I wasn't going to worry about you. Now, Bo didn't necessarily like that a whole lot, but that was between me and Bo.
Well, Grep only knows one speed.
Correct.
You know that.
Yes,
he's
exactly.
All out all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All rotation players all up and available here, really, for both sides this afternoon, for UCLA and for Wisconsin. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. Mick Cronin, sixth year as a head coach of the UCLA Bruins, took his team to the Final Four back in the COVID season. His lost on a last-second shot, matter of fact, to Gonzaga. Front line for the Bruins made up of Eric Daly, 6'8", sophomore out of Palmetto, Florida, averaging 12 points, 4.2 rebounds, and has collected 38 steals this season. He dropped 25 in their regular season finale against USC. Went 10 of 12 from the floor and 4 of 5 from the three-point line. He has been on a heater of late. Doesn't shoot a ton of threes, but he's been making them at a rate of 9 out of 14 over the last five games. Tyler Bilodeau, the transfer from Oregon State, 6'9 junior. He's averaging 14 points, 4.5 rebounds per game, a third-team All-Big Ten honoree. Kobe Johnson, the 6'6 senior out of Milwaukee, averaging 8.6 rebounds, 3 assists, and he gets 1.7 steals a game. Led the Big Ten with 53 pilfers this season, an all-defensive team member. Has a chance to lead at UCLA in boards, assists, and steals. No UCLA player ever has led in all three categories in a single season. Dylan Andrews in the starting lineup came off the bench against USC last Saturday, but he has been primarily in the starting five back in there today. 6'2 junior out of Gardena, California, averaging 7 points, 1.5 rebounds, and close to 3.5 assists per game. And Sky Clark, 6'3 junior out of Los Angeles. A couple of years ago, he was at Illinois for about half of the season. Was at Louisville last year, a Bruin now, and the word is he's coming back, and he'll be a Bruin again next year. Clark, the 6'3 junior, averaging 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 2.8 assists per game. For a team that's not necessarily married to the three-point shot, Sky Clark, he tends to shoot the threes. More than half of his attempts have come from downtown. For the Wisconsin Badgers, same five as we saw yesterday. Steven Crowell averaging 10 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. He was 7 boards and 7 points yesterday against Northwestern. Nolan Winter at 10.6 rebounds a game, 18-6 against the Wildcats, going 9 of 10 at the free throw line. John Tanjay is averaging 19 points a game, 5 rebounds. He had 18.7 boards against Northwestern, with 2 of 5 from the three-point line. And a big night against UCLA in January, scoring 24 points, going 6 of 7 from long range. Max Klesmit, 6'4 senior out of Neenah, 9.7 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.7 assists per game. He dropped in 9 on Northwestern yesterday afternoon. And John Blackwell rounding out the starting five, 6'4 sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. 15.5 points, better than 5 rebounds, 2-plus assists per game. Had 8 points against Northwestern, had 23 against UCLA, and doing a lot of his work at the free throw line, where he was 10 of 12 in that game against Pauley Pavilion. UCLA came out an 85-83 winner in January against the Badgers. They lead the series all time, 6-2. The Bruins in the old conference, they were pretty successful in the old Pac-12 conference tournament. 4 championships and 4 other runner-up showings. The Badgers, of course, have 3 Big Ten tournament championships on their resume, the last one coming 10 years ago with Kaminsky and Decker and Nigel Hayes and all of that group. So getting ready for some quarterfinal action this afternoon, the Wisconsin Badgers and the UCLA Bruins. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Badgers and the Bruins, the opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands. We're back in Indy in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for 3 in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klesmit.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blow on the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Gamebridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis, Indiana, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back in the network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball in the quarterfinal round of the 2025 Big Ten basketball tournament. Michigan State has knocked off Oregon earlier today, 74-64. So Tom Izzo's Spartans will await the winner of the Badgers and the UCLA Bruins. And the winner of this game will take on MSU tomorrow for a noon tip Central on a quarterfinal day and night that is pretty entertaining stuff. Even if you're a casual basketball fan, Wisconsin and UCLA about to tip off, Illinois and Maryland tonight, along with Purdue and Michigan. An 18-team league, and it's a deep league. The question, Butchie, how many great teams are there? Well, who knows, but there are a lot of really good teams, and we're seeing all of them here today and tonight.
Well, I was going to say that the top eight, I think, are all pretty good, and we get a chance today to watch all of them go against each other. And I think you saw the first game play out a little bit of some breathing room there by Michigan State at the end, but I think these are all going to be extremely close games, and it's going to come down to execution in the end. How do you handle those last 3-4 minutes of these games? And it's the small things that matter in tournament play. You can't have 2 or 3 possessions. If a possession goes bad, you can't have that thing snowball. You've got to stop the bleeding, whatever it might be. You can't have these big, long runs. We saw that in the Michigan State-Oregon game where Michigan State went on a big run. It gave them a 10-point lead at the end of the half. That was a big deal. Oregon made a run, but it was never enough because of that run to start or to end that first half by Michigan State. So in tournament play, you got to stop the bleeding early. That's the one thing. And we've talked about, obviously, the transition, the rebounding, defensively what needs to happen. But to me, it's also how do you handle the emotion? How do you stop if a play doesn't go your way? What do you do to stop that versus having the trickle, have it continue to slide for you?
And for the Badgers yesterday, it was good work defensively. And again, Northwestern, in fairness, without 31 points in its starting lineup with injuries, season-ending injuries to Jalen Leach and Brooks Barnheiser. But the Badgers were choppy offensively to start the game. Northwestern, it was in the first half, I get it, but it was led by 5, and it just took a while to get them going. Guys like John Tanjay, but there was never panic. Let's let that fade away at the end of the half to give Wisconsin a 7-point lead. It's one bucket in a 40-minute game, but that seemed like a pretty big one.
Well, there's going to be lots of big buckets. I think that's the thing, is you've got to set yourself up to have success in those moments. And for me, I look at it as, John Blackwell's a guy that I look at in this game, 8 points, 4 rebounds yesterday. That's a quiet day.
Yep.
That's a quiet day for John Blackwell. Now, I thought he did a great job at the point guard position. He got the Badgers into some offense. But I look for John to be extremely aggressive in this game. Played extremely well there at UCLA at 23 points. And I think he also realizes the last play of the game, drive into the paint, it gets blocked by Kyle. He did have an open player in the corner. One more swing, maybe that's there. He'll evaluate it. He'll look at that. But I think there's a little bit of more motivation there for John Blackwell to finish some things.
You mentioned it when it happened in that night, on that night at Pauley Pavilion, when Nick Cronin went to his bench and brought Kyle in. 6'9". He grew up a track athlete, high jumper, among other things. He's got springs for legs. You mentioned it as that there's a very good sub, and it was Kyle who rejected that shot in the paint. And in a game like that, and we're going to see more of it this month, get used to it, not just Wisconsin, just all across tournament land, where one play, one moment makes all the difference.
And that's why you've got to be aware of it. You can't let the emotions, continue to bring a team down or bring a team. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. That's one thing that Bo is great at. That's one thing that Greg's great at, is there's an even keel with this team, right? Even when there's runs, you'll see the excitement, but it's not over the top.
Yeah.
Because you know You know the other team, whether it's UCLA today, or if you win, hopefully, you move on, the next team, the next game you play, like, they're coming. And they're going to keep coming at you. So you got to be ready to rock and roll, and you got to make sure that you know what your assignments are. You can't let the emotions of what this is take you out of your day-to-day approach, because the reason you're good is your day-to-day approach has gotten you in this.
No, you're right. The Badgers, they do such a good job. I tell people this all the time. You walk into a practice the day after a game, and you might not know really what happened the day before. You know, Sharif Chambliss got the music going, and they're getting fired up for another day's work. I've seen that for years with the Wisconsin program. It has served it very, very well. As we are about set to introduce the starting lineups here as we get ready for game number two, Wisconsin and UCLA. Game number two today, Wisconsin and UCLA. Of course, this will be the first game for the Bruins on this floor, and there's always that question. Badgers have a game under their belt. Does that matter? Probably doesn't hurt, but we'll find out together.
Yeah, and I think in general, like, I've always liked playing a game here first. You feel like you had some advantage to it.
They'll be introducing the starting lineups here. I'm not sure we get into that. We do not. So we'll just go ahead and we'll just keep filling time here.
We could do that. There's a lot to fill. I've said this before.
Were you worried they're going to play the anthem? They're not.
No, I wasn't worried. I was at first. I was like, all right, the second game. This Friday, that was the best day of all of college basketball.
Yes.
And you've got so many good matchups. And as a player, like, you know the excitement that follows this. And I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. Finally, you get to play. You've watched games last night. You're in the hotel. Your parents are there. You get the band. You get all those different things. And now you get to just play again.
Yes.
And I think this team, based on just the way they played yesterday, I think they know they played well enough to win. But they haven't. They didn't play great.
Yes. They'll have to be better today.
There's a motivation that goes with that, too.
And you know the other part, the hidden part of the afternoon game, it forced us to behave.
We did have to behave. I know. It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
I'm very disappointed, to be honest. Now, Dave, on the other hand,
why are we picking on me? Why is everybody picking on me?
Well, I think that every day.
Always remember, he has the controls.
He does.
Most important guy in the broadcast. This is an unusual game in college basketball today because both head coaches have the suit and tie going. You don't see that
anymore. We need to get back to that.
Do we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's something to be said about a nice suit, a nice tie. Plus, we need to make sure that all the tailors out there have a job. I mean, there's more people involved than just the coaching staff here.
There you go.
So right? We gotta make everyone a little bit more with some money.
You're going to wear one for the radio?
I am right now.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Can't you tell? Yeah. Everybody listening knows I'm wearing one.
It's a clip-on tie, too, right?
Correct.
It's very good.
With the shirt.
Yeah. With a T-shirt.
Exactly.
That's really good.
Yes. I got style.
That's right.
S-T-Y. How do I say S-T-Y? Okay. That's at UW Education at its finest.
I'm telling you, world class, world class. Keith Kimble, Tim Cummer, and Andy O'Brien are your officials as we get set to go. The Wisconsin Badgers and the UCLA Bruins. Are we deep enough into the season where we are used to saying Big Ten opponent UCLA?
I am. It's funny you said that because about halfway through the year, I was like, okay, I'm kind of used to this. And then everybody's here and you're looking around, and you're seeing UCLA, you're seeing some USC, you're seeing the Oregon. You're like, okay, yeah, you can claim them.
The jolt has been for those West Coast schools, the multiple times making the longer flights out here. Of course, the Badgers were in L.A. this season to play USC and UCLA. Next year, they'll go to the Pacific Northwest to square off against those programs up there, Washington and Oregon. UCLA back here in the Midwest. An open affair better than the Oregon Ducks did in the first game here this afternoon. Steven Crow and the Badgers on the floor. Traveling Cardinal and the white trim as the number 5 seed. The number 4 seed UCLA Bruins in the home whites and the powder blue trim as we are set to go. Crowd settling in. Good turnout in this afternoon session. And the toss and tap will belong to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our right. And we are underway in Indianapolis. Nolan Winter against Eric Daly. High on the left to feed to Max Klesman off the crowd screen. Hooks to Winter. He'll get it to Tanjay on the left wing. Goes inside. Crowd catches. Bilodeau single coverage. Backing his Crowd. Left block. Left shoulder turn. A double from Daly. Going up and missing is Steven Crowd inside. Bilodeau the rebound for UCLA.
And Steve's just got to be a little bit stronger there. And it starts with his base. His base got too tight, so he got wobbly.
UCLA moving to our left in the first half. Eric Daly at the top. Throws to Bilodeau. Top of the circle. He'll hand off to Kobe Johnson. He's with John Tanjay. Bounces it into Bilodeau. Turnaround 8-footer in the lane. Back rim and in. Tyler Bilodeau opens up the scoring. 2-0 UCLA. 2-2-1 three-quarter defensive look from UCLA. Badgers break it. Blackwell left sideline of the front court against Sky Clark. A bounce pass to Crowd. Turns to Klesman of the right wing. Max left-hand dribble. Stops. Feeds Winter left of the circle. Nolan darts a pass to Crowd. He'll flip to Blackwell with 10 on the shot clock. John Blackwell at the right point. Shot clock at 7. A bounce to Crowd. Bilodeau defending. Backing is Crowd. The double from Andrews out to Blackwell. 2 to shoot. Blackwell will for 3. Nailed it. John Blackwell gives Wisconsin a 3-2 lead. A minute 15 gone by.
And UCLA defense, they're really coming over and helping. So Wisconsin's got to continue to move that basketball. Make them pay for that help.
Dylan Andrews will throw it to Kobe Johnson. Left wing feeds Daly. Wraps it right side by the wing for Sky Clark. Now to Bilodeau. He'll try a 3 straight away. Off the rim, no good. Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. And here comes Blackwell up the middle of the front court for the Badgers against Clark. Blackwell on the left wing. Loops it to Crowd. Bilodeau overplays. Can't get the steal. Crowd goes back left corner for Blackwell. Shovels it to Winter. Rotates to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay at the right point against Tyler Bilodeau. Shot clock is at 10. Tanjay will throw to Crowd. Took a look. Turned it down. Feeds Blackwell 5 to shoot. Whips to Klesman. Shot fake from 3. Off the left wing. Max throws it up. Off the right side iron. No good. Rebound Bilodeau of UCLA.
He's got to let the first one fly.
2:10 gone by. 3-2 Wisconsin. Kobe Johnson jump stop. Feeds Bilodeau left corner. Got covered up by Tanjay. Bilodeau starting to back on Tanjay. Left of the lane. A toss out to Andrews. Throwing it back into Bilodeau in a two-man game. Bilodeau out to Andrews. He'll try a 3 on the left side. Good. Dylan Andrews, 32% shooter from distance. Been cold of late. Looked good there. And UCLA leads 5-3. 2.5 minutes into the game. Nolan Winter on the right side. Hands off to Tanjay. He'll try a 3 right back at you.
Huge. Huge to get him going, John. At UCLA, 6 of 7 from 3. 24 points. So good one to see the first one go in.
6-5 Wisconsin. We're 2:50 into the game. Dylan Andrews out high off the high screen from Bilodeau. A bounce into Daly. Baseline right. Fall away. Jump. Back rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Tanjay of Wisconsin. And here comes the grad transfer up the floor for the Badgers. Feeds Crowd. Quick pass Blackwell. Driving against Clark and a foul called on Clark trying to get there. Got there a touch late. And Sky Clark with the game's first foul.
And that's exactly what John Blackwell needed to do on that possession. UCLA was up and has been up into John Blackwell the entire game early on, 3 minutes into this thing. How do you attack the pressure? You go right by him, get at the hip. They're not going to call that a charge. And now all of a sudden they have to release the pressure that they're putting on John.
Clark out. Sebastian Mack is in, the 6'3 sophomore out of Chicago. Jack Janicki is in to replace Max Klesman. Carter Gilmore subs in for Steven Crowd. Tanjay sideline left, front court will inbound. He'll toss to Winter, leaves it for Blackwell. A pass for Gilmore between the arcs, throwing to Janicki on the right wing. Jack with a pass for Winter, left of the circle. He'll toss it to Gilmore, top of the arc. Throws to Blackwell, tries a 3, right side, drilled it again. Blackwell with a couple of triples early on. 9-5 Wisconsin, we're 3.5 minutes in. Dylan Andrews, right of the circle, throws to Daly at the top of the arc. One dribble, scoops it to Kobe Johnson. Baseline left, got cut off by Janicki. Pass knocked away in the lane by Tanjay, ahead to Blackwell. John with a behind-the-back dribble, leaves it for Janicki, a rhythm dribble. And get covered up by Tyler Bilodeau. Janicki gives it up to Blackwell as the Badgers go into the half-court offense. Tanjay on the left wing, Mack defending. Tanjay retreats, a pass for Winter, right of the circle. He'll throw it to Carter Gilmore, left of the lane. Now to Tanjay, shot clock at 8. Tanjay retreats, shot clock at 5. Deep 3, Tanjay good. Nothing but net for Tanjay as the Badgers are on fire early.
What a start. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better start.
12-5 Wisconsin, 15-48 left in the first half. Badgers 4 of 4 from distance. Dylan Andrews dribbling right wing, left open, mid-range jumper, back iron, no. Rebound Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. And now Blackwell, left side of the front court for the Badgers. Blackwell drives to the line, down the lane, pushed it up, wall knocked away, and well off the mark, Bilodeau the rebound. Here comes UCLA, Sebastian Mack. He was a problem in the game in January. Throwing to Eric Daly on the right side. Back to Mack. He'll try a three. Right of the circle. Banked it in. Sebastian Mack going glass from distance. 12-8 Wisconsin.
Good defense by Wisconsin. You can live with that. I mean, that you live with that.
15-10 left in the first half. Jack Janicki outside right. He'll throw it to Gilmore. Rotates to Tanjay. John left wing. Eric Daly picks him up, a pass to Winter. He'll flip to Blackwell on the right side. Swoops off the wing. Ball knocked away. Turnover. There's a lead feed. Dylan Andrews to Eric Daly down the lane. He is fouled by Gilmore. UCLA, a very good steals team. They create a ton of turnovers. Gilmore is called for the foul. We have our first media timeout of the game. Today's matchup brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore ClearyBuilding.com today. 14:52 left of the first half, Wisconsin 12, UCLA 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 12-8, Wisconsin leads UCLA with 14:52 left in the first half.
The one turnover we've seen by John Blackwell, just driving to the paint. The driving lane was there, but they're going to let him play physical. So get to the paint and then look to spray it out for some threes, because the physicality of this game is going to be extremely high.
Dylan Andrews, baseline left, will inbound. Kamari McGee on the floor. Gilmore, Crowd, Janicki, and Max Klesmet rounding out the five as Andrews push to throw it inbounds. Gets it into Lazar Stefanovic in for the first time. Baseline left. Throws it out to Daly. He'll try a three left wing. Off the rim short. Rebound Carter Gilmore, and he got fouled by Eric Daly. So there's the first foul on Daly. And the second on UCLA. And here comes Adai Mora coming in for Daly. Mora with that career high performance against Wisconsin in January. 22 points, made all seven of his shots for the field, and went 8 of 12 of the free throw line. Inbounds pass to Max Klesman, picked up backcourt by Sebastian Mack, and then Andrews as well, loops it over the timeline for McGee. Beats Crowell against Mara, backing his Crowell, right block, shakes, ducks in, pivots again. He'll throw it up over Mara, danced in for Crowell. Staying with it was Stephen Crowell, and it's 14-8 Wisconsin.
Good patience on the post.
14-22 left in the first half. Stefanovic out between the arcs, chased by Janicki. Now Mara between the circles, swings it to Andrews, inside to, and make that Mack into Andrews, and he gets fouled inside. It was Kamari McGee swatting it away and getting some body as well. First on McGee, and free throws coming up for Dylan Andrews, who doesn't spend a whole lot of time there.
Now what happened is Kamari just lost vision. All of a sudden, the back door got screened a little bit, but he was late, and because he's late, that's where the foul happens.
Andrews averages 7 points a game. First free throw is straight through. 14-9 Wisconsin with 14-12 left in the first half. He's a 6'2 junior out of Gardena, California. 10 points and 7 assists in that January game against Wisconsin. Misses the second free throw as Janicki gets the rebound. Jack to the front court of the right side. Beats Crowell at the top. 14-9 Wisconsin. We're 6 minutes in. Kamari McGee outside left. He'll throw it to Gilmore. Rotates to Klesman with a shot fake. Baseline right. Max driving. Guns it back out to Crowell. Feeds Janicki. Snaps off a three. Up top. Back rim and out. No good. Hit the back of the rim twice. Mack with a rebound for UCLA. Up the left sideline of the front court. Behind the back dribble off the wing. Retreats beyond the three-point line. Feeds Andrews. Sends it back to Mack. He'll flip to Bilodeau. Baseline left. Long two on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tip. Gathered by Stefanovic. Second chance UCLA. But the throw goes away from Dylan Andrews off his hands. And it's an over and back turnover UCLA. As Tanjay and Blackwell will check back in for Janicki and McGee.
Right now, offensively for Wisconsin, UCLA is really playing the passing lanes. There will be a backdoor opportunity available when Wisconsin wants to take it. Obviously, that's something you set up a couple of times, let them overplay, and then boom, you go backdoor, and that's where you get an easy layup. But it'll be there for Wisconsin.
Sky Clark back in the lineup for Dylan Andrews. Stephen Crowell with a pass for Tanjay. Right of the circle, slips it into Crowell, goes to the goal, runs it up and in off the window. Crowell with 4, 16-9 Wisconsin. 13-10 left in the first half as Sky Clark will walk it through the center circle of the front court. Blackwell defending. Clark out high around a Bilodeau screen. Clark throwing a Mara between the arcs. He'll give it up to Bilodeau out high. Blackwell digging in defensively. A pass to Clark. Clark holds and looks. Bounces a die Mara. Backing on Crowell. Backing. Mid-post right. Feeds Sebastian Mack. He'll throw up a three straight away. Off the left side iron. No good. Rebound. Back tapped out to Mack. Second chance for UCLA. Mack on the left wing. Baseline left. Got cut off by Tanjay. Now squeezes between Tanjay and the baseline and threw it up and in. Impressive play. 16-11 Wisconsin. 12:30 left in the first half. Nolan Winter. High on the right, throwing to Crowell, rotates Tanjay, open three, left corner, good again. And John Tanjay with 3 3-point hits in the first 8 minutes of the game.
And we know how John's been shooting it last 6 games. 3 for 3. That's a good thing, Badger fans.
12:08 left in the first half, 19-11 Wisconsin. Sebastian Mack high on the right, Blackwell defending. Bounces to a curling Stefanovic, feeds Mack on the left side. Mack sizes it up. He'll try a three. He'll drain a three. Sebastian Mack with 2 triples. 19-14 Wisconsin. 11:50 left in the first half. Mentioned Mack has been hot. Again, doesn't shoot a ton of threes, but at a good clip of late. Here's Tanjay left open. Step back three. Got it. Count it. And a foul. And John Tanjay is smoking hot here in the first half.
And woohoo! And he's got something to say to Mack on that as well.
Yes, he does. Smoking hot, smoking mad, all fired up. John Tanjay, he'll have a free throw when play continues. We're at the under 12 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 11:40 left of the first half. Wisconsin 22, UCLA 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Save big money right now at Menards, your lighting headquarters. Find the perfect lighting for your home with new selectable color temperature TrueWave LED bulbs from Sylvania. Simply adjust the color temperature to change the lighting in a snap. Receive $10 instant savings on a qualifying purchase of $40 or more on TrueWave LED bulbs now through March 16th. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. John Tanjay, 4 of 4 from distance. Just hit one from long range, and one. Sebastian Mack was called for the foul. 11:40 left of the first half. Wisconsin 22, UCLA 14.
And I said this during the break. I know it. We all want this